You are listening to another episode of By His Grace. I am your host, Misty Phillip. On this show, we talk about the struggles we face as women and how our faith in God sees us through. We all face trials in life, some big ones, some small ones, and others that require a healthy dose of long-suffering. Struggles come in all shapes and sizes. My guest today, Karen Smith, shares an unexpected struggle. But before we jump into this episode, I have some exciting news to share with you today. Karen Smith and I are both contributors for a ministry called A Wife Like Me. After hearing all of the struggles of women across the country, we wrote a book to address the need for wives wanting to grow deeper in connection with their husbands. The book is called Dear Wife, and it comes out May 1st, but it is available now for pre-order. I will drop a link to the book in the show notes. Now, please welcome Karen Smith to By His Grace. I am speaking to Karen Smith. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, Missy. How are you?
Good. Sounds like you're losing your voice a little bit. So
yes, I have had the crud, so I'll try not to cough or sneeze or anything.
Well, today on the By His Grace podcast, we are talking about struggles in our life and God's grace. And what struggle would you like to share with the listeners today?
Okay, well, I have a whole bunch of struggles, but
we all do. The struggle is real.
But so is God.
So
yes, He is.
And so is His grace.
So I think that today I would like to talk about having a baby I didn't want.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So I had an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I was done with kids. I was getting older, and my husband's health was, something wasn't right. I didn't know what was wrong with him, but I just knew something wasn't right. And I got sick, and I thought I was just sick, and I could never get over it, and I could never get over it. And I just kept thought, kind of like this crud I have now, is just hanging on. I can't shake it. I was tired. And we walked in Burger King one night in that all too familiar feel when you walk in someplace and you just feel this, I'm going to be sick. And in that moment, I went, I'm pregnant. I'm not sick. How could this be? This can't happen to me. So everybody eats. We get back in the car and I say to my husband, can you stop at the store so that I can just, I need to run in the store. I didn't even tell him what. I'm like, can I just run in the store? And he's like, sure. So I go in and I don't tell anybody and I get a pregnancy test. I come back out, we go home, I put my kids to bed and I take this pregnancy test like at 10 o'clock at night and immediately it pops up positive and I'm like, you are kidding me. I cried because I got rid of all my baby stuff. I was done.
You were done. That was it.
I was done.
Yeah.
Yes. And so the whole pregnancy, I did not want her. We shared it with our kids. They cried. Oh, today, I wish I had it on America's Funniest Home Videos. But, when we shared why mom was so sick, they just sat there. And then all of a sudden, they just both start crying. And I'm like, we're supposed to be happy. I partied when I found out I was pregnant with you. She just was not a welcome gift. So even when I had her, I kept thinking I never bonded with her when I was pregnant with her, where I did with my other two. It was very, very different. And so when I had her, so I thought when I have her, I'll just love her. And she came out and I'm like, I don't want her.
Oh my goodness.
And it was so sad because, I knew people that wanted babies. One of my good friends was in the middle of adopting because she couldn't have one. And I was feeling so guilty going, I really even talked to my husband about, I wonder if we could let this child be adopted, And so it was just it was such a challenge. And I was this mom that the nurses kept going, you need to hold your baby. You need to hold your baby. And I'm like, I don't want to hold her.
Wow.
And so it was so sad now. And I remember the first night I had her like at 11 o'clock and I was staying by myself at night because my husband's health wasn't right and we just knew he needed rest. So I sent him home so he could rest and function the next day and it was just the baby and I. And I just kept leaving her in her bassinet and then I called the nurse and I'm like, something's not right with her. She's not breathing right. And so the nurse comes in and checks her and she's like, well, just hold her up a little bit. And I'm thinking, yeah, y'all just want me to hold her, you know? And it kept on and it kept on. And the nurses finally said, I think she needs to come with us for a little while. And so they took her. And when they took her, and it didn't bother me at first, but then a little while I'm like, where is she? When are they gonna bring her back? Is something wrong with her? And it was almost like that's what I needed to bring about that connection. I named her Chris Ann Grace.
Wow.
And Grace means a gift from God.
It does.
You know, we tell her today, you're a gift from God. And she knows we didn't want her. We've not kept it a secret. But we just tell her she was God's gift and God gives good gifts. And even when we think they're not good, they're still good. And,
that's right.
You know, today, oh my goodness, I couldn't imagine life without her.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you seen God's grace through Chris Ann Grace?
How have I seen God's grace through Chris Ann Grace? Well, you know, shortly after she was born, my husband was diagnosed with primary progressive MS. So over the last 8 years, his health has continually declined. And Chris Ann has been that breath of fresh air.
Mm.
Sometimes in the midst of total sorrow, in her childlike fashion, can just turn the whole atmosphere around.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, such a gift. And she's so insightful. And she makes me think about my relationship with God more. And that's a gift. I tell my big kids all the time, look, y'all are about to leave me. They're 20 and 18 now. I'm like, y'all are about to leave me. It's Chris Ann that's going to be with me. She's going to be the one that's going to help me care for Dad.
Yeah.
All of these years, God knew I was going to need, if nothing else, some emotional support.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His grace is so good. He's such a good father.
Yes.
And he likes to give us good gifts, even when we don't want the gifts. He knows exactly what we need. Well, throughout this time, has there been a scripture that you have held on to that that you'd like to share?
Well, that I can tell you the reference, but the one verse that has kind of been my life verse since I got pregnant with Christian and my husband was diagnosed with MS, and that is, his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Yes, amen.
And so even when I had this baby, I didn't want, his strength was still made perfect in my weakness. And when I thought I couldn't take care of a baby and a husband and two kids, two teenagers, I did, because it was his strength in me when I was weak.
That's right. So let me ask you this. What advice would you give someone else who finds out that they're pregnant and it's an unwanted pregnancy, whether it's someone in your situation that is married and thinks that they're done with kids, or maybe it's a young person who is not ready to be a mom. What advice would you give them looking back in, you know, what you know now? What would you say to them?
I think the first thing I would say is, I don't care how much you don't want it, don't abort it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is a precious life. I think as far as whether you keep it or you give it up for adoption, that's a very personal choice based upon your circumstances and where you are in life.
Right.
For me, it was just selfish. I was just selfish. That's just how it was. I'm like, God, your plan's not good. This is not good. I don't want this.
If you could go back and tell yourself something then, what would you say to yourself back then?
I would say God gives good gifts. And his ways are far beyond our ways. He sees a much bigger picture. We see a little bitty part of a great big plan.
That's right.
God sees a great big plan. He has a purpose for that child. He has a plan for that child. And my job is to trust him.
That's right.
And trusting is hard sometimes.
It is.
But, you know, God just talked to me recently, and I actually wrote about it, but God whispered in my ear, do you trust your GPS more than you trust me? And I went, oh, God, I think I do. You know, I plug my address in my GPS, and I just expect it to take me there.
Yeah.
I don't ever question it because, you know, they've gotten really good now. So
right.
I never question. But yet when God leads me in a path, what do I do? I question it.
Yeah.
And so that was just for me, that was a really eye-opening thought of trust God.
Yeah.
Just trust him. And so that's what I would say, do you know? Understand God sees a bigger picture. Do you know right now what your decision you're going to make for this unborn baby? No, probably not. But in the days and in the weeks to come, God will give you wisdom. He will direct you, and he has a plan and he has a purpose.
Yes. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, I have really enjoyed our time and our conversation today. Thank you so much for sharing that struggle with us and also for sharing God's grace in your life.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.